Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
阅读、科技、旅行，生活可以很大。对话设计、学习、思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。Hello， 你好，欢迎收听独立知识型脱口秀《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）， 我是大狗熊。我们几乎每个人都听说过微软，每个人也都有使用过微软的产品，不管是操作系统、游戏机，或者是笔记本电脑硬件、软件等等。那么，很少有人知道微软总裁 Satya Nadella。他的个人的成长经历和故事，那么我们国内的人喜欢称呼他为纳德拉，在英语语境里面呢，大家叫他的名字 Satya。 那么作为微软的第三代 CEO， 他对于微软的改变和影响是什么样的？我前段时间呢读了他的自传 Hit Refresh， 然后有一些感受，做了一期 YouTube 的英文视频，分享过一些个人的感受和体会。那么在这期节目里面呢，想和大家简单的介绍一下他这本书 Hit Refresh 刷新。微软的 CEO 我们最熟悉的当然是比尔盖茨，那么作为这个庞大帝国的一个开创者，那么他的基因呢也融合在了这个企业的文化里面。但后面第二任 CEO 我们可以把怎么说，可以把这个比尔盖茨理解成变形金刚里的这个擎天柱啊，那么有点理想主义啊，然后开创了一个新的这个世界格局啊，公司的这个格局。但之后呢，他把接力棒呢传给了这个史蒂夫鲍尔默。那鲍尔默呢是一个营销型的这个特别厉害的一个营销型人才。大家如果看过比尔盖茨和鲍尔默同时出现的那个微软发布会的现场，就可以感受到一个是书呆子，一个是推销员。鲍尔默呢也将这个微软的这个业绩和公司呢推升到了一个新的高度。那么之后呢传递给了这位印度裔的这个CEO Satya Nadella Nadella 或 Nadella， 好，我搞不清他的名字的这个准确发音。那么这个纳德拉他其实是一个印度裔的这个美国人，那么小时候呢跟随父母来到了美国，然后呢在美国读书，然后获得绿卡，然后工作之后呢入职微软。然后他是1992年加入微软的，一开始呢在这个搜索引擎的这个团队工作，然后一直在这个就是我们知道的这个 Bing 啊 ，Bing 这个搜索引擎，然后呢学习如何去这个发展产品，然后管理团队啊。之后呢就在我看是哪一年啊 ，Anyway， 就在一个时机成熟的时候，2014年啊，成为了这个微软的 CEO。那么这本书他的这个自传里面呢，其实关于他个人的成分只占很少的比重，大部分呢是讲述这个公司的企业文化、故事、愿景、理念等等。那么可以把它理解为一本推销这个微软企业文化的一本书。那么他个人的这个成分呢只占到很少的比重，但就哪怕是这样的话，我觉得也还是可以学到一些东西。比如说举两个例子吧，就是他从小喜欢这个玩 板球啊 ，cricket 就是印度和英联邦国家都喜欢玩的一项运动。然后从这项体育运动里面呢，他学习到了如何去领导一个团队啊，如何去推进所有的人同时去朝着一个目标去努力。这个当然跟他最后成为一个公司 CEO 是有很大关系的。那么另外一点是从战略的这个角度去看，他有一个个人的例子，就是他之前是获得了一个绿卡。啊，已经拿到绿卡了，啊，但拿到绿卡呢，他的老婆要去美国和他工作，加入他的话，其实是因为当时的绿卡是有一定限制，不能这个配偶直接去，团聚，然后生活在一起。后来呢，他就想了一个策略，就是他把他的绿卡撤销，然后呢，再申请成这个工签工作签证。然后申请成工签以后呢，他就可以去美国，然后在美国工作，然后他的老婆呢就可以加入他啊，因为工签是允许配偶加入的。然后之后呢再用这个工签呢去申请绿卡。那么很多人会觉得疯了，那么当时他拿着这个签证去大使馆去申请撤销绿卡的话，连工作人员都觉得你这个人是不是脑子有问题，美国绿卡为什么拿去撤销了。但后来证明他这个策略非常成功的。我觉得这个也是一个 strategy 战略性思维，策略式思维的一个特点。其他呢，关于这本书里面呢讲了很多微软的企业文化，不多说了。有几点，如果你想从事互联网行业或者是这个对微软的企业文化感兴趣，其实可以去阅读一下。那么我个人觉得有几点啊，就是第一，他在这本书里面有强调了新的时代是 mobile first， 这个移动时代 cloud first， 所以这也可以理解现在微软的战略是怎么去发展的。然后呢还有他引用的格鲁克的一句话叫 culture eats strategy for breakfast， 就是在公司里面你要先打造企业文化，然后再去考虑公司的战略和策略。因为当两者相遇的时候，绝对是这个文化战胜策略的啊。那么还有一个他引用的，我觉得对我们这种非母语英语的人士呢感受也非常的深。他说了一句话，就是 You cannot truly understand one language until you can speak the second。 你永远无法真正的去理解一门语言，直到你会说第二门语言时，你才真正能够理解你的母语。 OK， 那么这就是这本书 Hit Refresh 的一些概括性的介绍啊。如果感兴趣的话呢，可以观看我的 YouTube 视频 Bear Talk 就可以收看这一期的英文节目，或者呢继续收听这期博客后面的这个英文内容。谢谢你的收听，我是大狗熊，您正在收听的是 Bell Talk， 狗熊有话说，我们下期再见。Hi there, welcome to Bear Talk channel. This is Bear. I'm going to share a book that I read last year, and this is not a formal sharing.It's just like a casual walkthrough about what I've read and what I've learned from this book. And the book I'm going to share today is Hit Refresh by the CEO of Microsoft, Satya. So this book, I listened to the audiobook and find it's quite interesting. So it seems as many of the memorables.From business leads that you cannot learn what the true personality of this person, but still you can learn a lot of things from the industry and for the company. So one thing I've learned about who is Satya. So it's okay. Everyone knows that he is the CEO of Microsoft, one of the largest company in human history. But also I've learned from this book is that his personality is quite interesting, because I've learned his voice, because he read the first chapter of the book and it sounds really like a leader, you know, something like Barack Obama. So quite calm and firm and deep, and it sounds really, really, really great. So yeah,
This is the first impression. Also, he's a big cricket fan and learned a lot of things from cricket game about how to become a better leader. Also, he joined Microsoft in 1992, worked as search engine team before becoming a CEO, and did a really good job on being the search engine from Microsoft, and then become the CEO, preceded by Steve Ballmer, the legendary CEO after Bill Gates since 2014. And also, he got one thing. This is quite interesting about his personal story. So he got a green card in the early stage, I think when he just got into US, and he got a green card. But because his wife didn't have a valid visa to work and live in US, so he withdrew this green card so that he can apply a work visa and then use his work visa to invite his wife to join him in US, and then both of them can apply green card later. So he went to the embassy and asked to withdraw his green card, and everyone said, "What? Are you out of your mind?" But it seems that it works. So I think this is as an evidence that, about this guy's strategic thinking is really good. What I've learned from this book, something I think is more around leadership and some behind stories in from Microsoft. But yeah, speaking of the leadership, this is something I've learned. Leaders need to synthesize information to find priorities from the noise. Leaders to three things: clarity, energy, and balance as a short-term, long-term works. And also, empathy is critical for leaders. So these are all my informal notes that I found useful for this book. By the way, this is Bill Gates, everyone knows that. Steve Ballmer, the first CEO of Microsoft, the second one, and the current one, Satya. After reading this book, I have some personal comment. So I think it's not the great memoir that I've read from those business leaders. It's definitely not as good as Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. It's not personal. It's more like a selling book for Microsoft, because you can learn a lot of things from the company. But I think it's really good to learn those things. And from a reader's perspective, if I am an employee, I would like to work with Microsoft after reading this book. But if after reading Everything Store, about the stories about Amazon, I don't want to work with Amazon. And also, I think after reading Steve Jobs by Isaacson, I think I'd like to have Steve as my boss. But after reading the story about Elon Musk, I want hang out with this guy, as he's a really cool guy. Yeah, so I think in general this book feels like an evangelist for Microsoft, which is good to learn some business and IT industry terms. So if you want to talk fancy with friends who's working in IT or tech companies, this book is a good reading. It's a good starting point. And one thing that I've learned from this book is that when Microsoft acquired Nokia and so many roles are disestablished and people get laid off, and it's not about they're not good, but it's just about the business strategy changed. So it seems quite crucial for those people's life, But I think it's not personal, and this is the crucial how business works. And for individuals, probably we need to get ready for some uncertainties sooner or later. And this is some opinions from this book, which I feel quite relevant. Unlearn is even more important for a corporation as Microsoft. Yep. People used to fix mindset to complain things at Microsoft. Good term could be used in a bad way. So, you know, growth mindset, fixed mindset, these are some good terms. But if you use it in a different situation, it could be a bad way. And also, our industry doesn't respect tradition, but innovation. Right. Cannot argue with that. Agility for the long run and short term is must have. And you should own customer scenario, not code or design. This is really helpful, really interesting. And some quotes from this book. Mobile first, cloud first. Right. Culture eats strategy for breakfast. This is not Santia said, but Peter Kruger said. I think it really makes sense. And the other one is, don't do easy things. Do important, valuable, and difficult things. Right. Last one, you cannot truly understand one language until you can speak the second. This is really make me feel, you know, resonate, because I'm not a native speaker, as English is not my first language. But when I able to communicate in English, I feel I have a better understanding about my native language, Chinese, which is amazing. So yeah, be sure to learn something you're not familiar with, and it could open another door for you. Right. I think also I find two further reading. I haven't catch the second one, Mirror Words. I don't know if it's actual book, because I didn't find it. But first book, Snow Crash, is a must read for any science fiction lovers. So yeah, this is what I've learned from Hit Refresh by the CEO of Microsoft, Satya. And hope you like this video. I don't know, let me know your thoughts. And please leave a comment if you have any questions or any thoughts. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, please do. And I will see you in the next video. And bye for now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.